Okay, Yael, true or false? We are now in the midst of a heart failure epidemic.
Well, isn't heart failure the leading reason for hospitalization in people over 65? And haven't hospital admissions for heart failure-related symptoms increased by over 150%? I don't know, Don, it sure sounds like an epidemic to me.
Actually, according to a study by the Mayo Clinic, there really hasn't been a significant change in the percentage of people with heart failure over the past 20 years.
Boy, that's a surprise.
Not when you think about it. You see, what's really happening is that doctors are getting better at treating heart failure. At the beginning of the study, only 35% of men and 49% of women survived 5 years after heart failure. By the end of the study, their survival rates had gone up, with 50% of men and 54% of women surviving 5 years or more.
So why all the increased hospitalizations?
Because people with heart failure often have symptoms like shortness of breath that require hospitalization or visits to the emergency room. So it's not that more people are being diagnosed with heart failure, but rather that the same individuals are living longer and are being admitted to the hospital over and over again.
So that's pretty good news.
It is, although there's still a long way to go. This study also suggests that it's worth finding ways to treat these symptoms on an outpatient basis, which would improve the quality of life for the patients and ease the burden on the medical system.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Elmer Bernstam at the School of Health Information Sciences, the University of Texas, Houston. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.